Shalom from Israel. There's an event about to take place that we believe will change the course of history, and you and we have an opportunity to take part in it. Welcome to the Tree of Life Israel podcast. I'm Ariel Hyde.
And my name is Eliel Foss.
And you may have heard about the Isaiah 62 fast that millions of believers around the world are joining in. It's from May 7th till the 28th. And there's really never been anything like this in history where millions of people are joining together to pray for 1 hour a day for the salvation of Israel. And, you know, when we look in the scriptures and we see in Romans 11, it says that when Israel turns to their Messiah, Jesus, Yeshua, it will bring greater riches and life from the dead to the rest of the world. So this, we believe, as we join together as brothers and sisters around the world and are praying in agreement with God's word and his promises, he's going to answer, and it's going to impact the whole world. So we hope, if you're not already joining, that you'll really pray about joining this time. And for those of you who are joining, you might be thinking, well, you know, I know that God loves Israel, I love Israel, but what should I pray, you know, for an hour a day, you know? And so, Lord willing, our plan is to release a podcast once a day for every one of these 21 days where we touch on different key topics related to Israel, and we'll share some insights from what's happening in Israel, from the scriptures, some inspiring stories of what God is already doing, and some practical prayer points, things that you can focus on. So we pray that all of this together with, we'll also have on our website, the list of the prayer points with also some scriptures. It's amazing, these powerful promises of God that can stir your faith. And so our hope is that all of this will be fuel for the fires of intercession, and that God will use all that we're doing together. Yeah, so let's jump right in to day one. The first topic is the deep transformation of hearts in Israel. And, you know, when we look at today, the regathering of Jewish people back to Israel is really one of the most amazing miracles in history. And it's one of the clearest evidences of not just the existence of God, but that the scriptures are true, that God is faithful to fulfill his word. And, you know, there's no other people group who were ever scattered from their nation and then were able to survive for 2,000 years. No other people group who were then able to come back to their ancient land and reestablish their nation. No other language but Hebrew that was dead and then was revived again. It's
totally a miracle. I mean, this is just something only God can do.
Exactly, yeah. And there's no other nation that's faced such impossible odds, you know, in the wars that Israel has faced over and over again. So it's clear that God has been working in all this, and he had promised to do all of it. And the question is, why did all of this happen? You know,
God, good question.
And it's, first of all, it's definitely not because of Israel's faithfulness. We as a people were often not following God the way we needed to. But that doesn't change God's faithfulness. And so we just want to look briefly at Ezekiel 36, a few verses from it, that shed some light on what God is doing right now in Israel.
This is one of the most favorite verses. Like, I see it totally. It's like my life, these verses. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. I love it.
Amen. So, yeah, if you can read along with us if you want. We're in Ezekiel 36. I'll just give a brief summary of the background, and then we'll read from verse 24. Basically, God says, you know, Israel, I gave you this land, but you sinned and rebelled against me, so I'm going to scatter you among the nations. And then he says, but then my name was profaned among the nations when people said, this is the people of the Lord, and they're not in the land. And so God said, not for your sake, Israel, not because of anything good you did, but for my own namesake, because I promised, because I gave you this land, because I promised to bring you back, I'm going to do it. And so it shows the glory and the faithfulness of God that he brought his people back. But then he says what his purpose is in bringing us back from verse 24. For I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Then you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. Hallelujah. What a beautiful promise. Mm-hmm. And
it's just such a clear promise. It's just like step by step, God is saying, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's powerful.
Yeah. And so I think it's important as we're starting also these 21 days together to have the right perspective toward Israel, you know, and God's purposes. What is God's heart? And some people have kind of a romantic picture of Israel, those who already kind of love Israel, and they see in the scripture, wow, these are God's chosen people. Yeah, they're holy and they're special and they're all these things. But God says here, look, they've been sinning against me this whole time. It's not because of anything holy in them. And I know some people have had that view, and then they come and visit here in Israel for a little while, and it's a little bit of a shock, you know.
They see the reality of sinful nature of human beings.
Exactly, yeah. And so there are a lot of strongholds, and we'll be talking about them in the next few days to pray about. But so that's one view. The other is this kind of overly critical view of just especially focusing a lot on the politics, you know, oh, Israel did this and this happened with them in the Middle East and so forth. And so the thing is, yeah, there are some major problems in Israel, in the government, in the people, but that doesn't mean that God's plans or purposes are void or that they were somehow replaced. But instead, God says in Exodus 4:22, Israel is my son, my firstborn. And really, Israel is God's prodigal. You know, and so in the parable of the prodigal son, we don't want to be like that other son that was just angry and critical and didn't want to receive the son back. We want to have the heart of the father that just welcomes his child home with grace. And so that's really what God's focus is bringing his people back physically so that he would restore them spiritually. And he promised 80 different times in scripture that there would be a national revival in Israel. And like we said, that will bring life from the dead for the rest of the world. And that revival is that cleansing that he talked about, that giving people of a new heart. It's starting. We're seeing the very beginnings of it now. And it's something so exciting to be a part of.
Yeah. And just like I said, you know, for me, those scriptures are so dear to my heart. And when I first time read those scriptures and understood it, I just, wow, for me, it was like a life transformation to understand God's plan, to understand his purposes, and to see his hand in my life, in my family life. And I'll just briefly share my story of my life, testimony. Just like those scriptures say, my family was scattered. My grandparents, they were Holocaust survivors that had to run away from Europe. And they were, you know, it was a miracle that they were not sent to concentration camps, but they were deported from Europe, and they ended up, through a long journey, they ended up in Uzbekistan, Central Asia. This was like a shelter place where many, many Jews arrived. You know, they had to leave everything behind them, and within a moment they had to leave. And that's where my parents were born. I was born, you know, still in a Soviet regime, which was basically illegal to even think about it, going to Israel, making Aliyah. It was Iron Curtain, and it was just something that in my family we had to hide, since it was also Soviet and a Muslim country. And my family kept it very low profile of our real identity, that we are Jewish. And basically, through some events that happened, the Soviet Union collapsed, and suddenly there was an open door for Jews to return back to their land. And we were a very secular family. And in this time happened another event my parents got divorced. I was 10 years old. I had two more younger brothers. And, you know, seeing this terrible event that happened in our family, you know, seeing my mom totally broken, and somehow she found strength and said, we're going to apply and we're going to make Aliyah. We're going to go to Israel. And it was just, you know, it happened so fast. And suddenly we are on a plane, we are going to Israel. I'm 13 years old with two young brothers, we arriving to a country that we don't know anything about. We didn't know the language. I just didn't know where we're going. And but we just had such a amazing peace just going to Israel. None of us were believers. And so when we arrived in Israel, you know, a new life began. You know, suddenly things started to happen to my mom, and somebody was sharing gospel with her here in Israel, and suddenly something changed in her life, and she got born again. And I remember this 180 degree transformation in my mother. You know, she became such a radical lover of the Word of God, you know, and then suddenly we had this strange music in our house, and she had to say to her boyfriend, listen, we have, you know, we can't live together, you know, because the Word of God is saying that, you know, you need to be a believer and we need to get married. Will you, you know? And so, and I just saw this amazing transformation in my mom. It's amazing now. Back then, it was totally strange for me. And I remember my mother was leaving her Bible open in the kitchen table. And, you know, it was marked with all different, you know, shining colors, you know, all the scriptures and so on. And I remember it, I was so terrified to look inside of the Bible. You know, I was afraid of the change. I knew something there can change my life. And I was very terrified. And what happened, you know, my mom would just invite me, say, hey, listen, you know, come to the congregation. God loves you. And every time I would reject this offer, my life would get worse and worse and worse. And I ended up becoming a heroin addict, became homeless and totally lost, you know, with a very long criminal record. And I was just so addicted and so in darkness. And, you know, I remember living in this abandoned factory, and one night I came and it was such a thick darkness. It scared me so much. I never experienced such a deep darkness. And that's where my life was. But I remember my mom would just always pray for me and, you know, with other people. And I started to see dream. Every night I would have a same dream, a road with the big trees leading up to the mountain. Later on, I found out that that's where was the congregation that my mom was going to. I didn't know that, but that was the place where the community of believers where she attended the congregation was Keilat HaKarmel, and they were praying for me, and God was already calling me. And I remember one day when I was arrested, you know, to go to prison. And in this jail cell, I was 21 year old, you know, and it was 20 years ago exactly. My mom came to visit and she said, listen, God can help you. And all the congregation is praying for you. And I remember when she left, it was the lowest moment of my life. I remember telling to another prisoner there, I said, hey, let's stood on our knees and let's pray and ask God for help. And I remember I stood on my knees and I said, God, I need your help. Please help me in Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name. And the next day I go to court and the judge say, go home. We will deal with you later. And I was totally shocked. I could not believe what was happening to me. And right after that, my mother invited me to go to the congregation, and I said, I want to go. I was that desperate. So I got to the congregation, and we had a drug rehab center in our congregation, and they said, we are willing to accept you, but you have to wait. There is a long waiting list. And I remember I was so desperate. I would go, and I said, please receive me. Please receive me. Please receive me. And then one day, there was an available place, and I remember coming to this drug rehab. I didn't understand anything much, but I just knew I want to start new life. And if Jesus can do it, because I tried everything in my life, nothing helped, nothing satisfied, nothing could make me free from drugs and addictions and myself, you know. And I said, Jesus, if you can do that, I'm giving you all my life. I repented of my sin. I accepted Jesus into my life. And I don't know how to explain it, but it's like almost like when you have all your life black and white picture, and then suddenly you press this saturation button and suddenly colors fill this picture. And that's how the next day happened to me already. I just became alive. Things became just like alive, the nature, the trees, the skies. Suddenly I felt alive, and I received a new heart, like, and God filled me with His Spirit, and something inside of me, a voice that started to lead me, you know, the Holy Spirit started to lead me, to correct me, to guide me. And I couldn't do my old stuff anymore. I couldn't speak the way I spoke before. Not because now, you know, somebody told me you cannot do this or this. It's just inside of me. I knew what's wrong, what's right. Like the voice, the Holy Spirit. And of course, the Word of God became my food, my life. And God had to change me radically. My character, my rebellion, my disrespect to authority. And so it happened 20 years ago, and I don't know how to explain this life. You know, this is just, I would not replace any of those days that I have now with God to any riches or glory, whatever you, it's just those scriptures in Ezekiel 36 became my life. You know, this is what God did in my life.
Wow. Yeah. Praise God. And of course, you also had grown up a lot of the time without a father.
Yeah. I mean, you know, first thing, the first realization, like the revelation that I got is that God is my father, you know, because my father died in a work accident, you know, and I was just missing. I was just feeling orphan. I remember how God replaced this orphanage spirit in me. And now I'm adopted. He is my father. And He's answering my prayers. He's providing me with my needs. Whenever I have a lack, I just offer it to God. I say, God, and He's answering. I experienced so many miracles in so many areas of this unconditional love. And I so don't deserve it, you know, and I would never be deserved. But I want to live worthy of what Jesus did for me on the cross, that He died for me and He took all my sin, and now I'm His ambassador. Now I can go, and He's spreading His aroma of, you know, of Yeshua. And you know, I love evangelizing. I love sharing the gospel today because, you know, this simple gospel can change people's lives. And it's just amazing. And it, I think, excites me the most to see other people receiving the same what I received, like, and life transformed. Just amazing.
Praise God. Yeah. And I mean, it's such a privilege now to work together with you. And just, I mean, it's amazing to see how powerful God is in changing our lives. Like that Eliel now is a youth pastor and on the leadership team in the congregation and working with us here in Tree of Life and sharing the gospel. And that's like a seed, that's an example of what God will do with all of Israel. You know, it's going to take us all out of the stone and the hardness and the idols and all of these things and cleanse and renew and bring new life. Amen. And so that's what we want to pray for. So we want to just take a moment right now to pray together with you all.
Yeah. So just maybe a few prayer points for this day that you can pray directly, specifically for. We want to pray for Jewish people would realize God's love for them and their deep need for their Messiah who can cleanse them and give them a new heart. You know, all Israel, you know, God said, I'm going to bring them, you know, and they're coming in their sins, secular, far away from God. But God promised that He will save. And we can pray. It's exactly God's plan. This is what He's doing right now.
And we can also pray that Israelis would realize that it wasn't our own strength or ingenuity that brought about this miracle of Israel, but it was God's faithfulness, His power, His love.
Yeah. And also that God will soften His people's heart. You know, Israelis' hearts are so hard and remove all obstacles to the good news and cause many to trust in Jesus, in Messiah, and be filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, I have my brothers that are not yet believers and my heart breaks for them. And I see how God is softening their hearts. I know that they will be saved because God promised he will do.
Yeah. Yeah. So
we can pray
let's
now.
Pray. Yeah. Abba, we do just thank you so much for your amazing works, Lord. Thank you that you've brought your people back to this land just as you promised. And thank you that you're beginning to sprinkle the clean water on them and remove the hearts of stone and give hearts of flesh. Thank you for Eliel and what you've done in his life and what you've done in thousands of believers' lives here in the land. And thank you that you will do it all throughout the land. And we're crying out to you, Lord, for all the people in every sector of society here, Lord, that you would remove the idols, that you would reveal your son, Jesus, Yeshua, that you would show them the truth of your word, Lord, that you would stir a hunger in their hearts, that they would want to know you, that they would want to find you, that they wouldn't focus on their self and their own ways or thinking their own strength is enough, Lord, but they would see their need for you and your Messiah and would turn to you with all their heart.
Yes, Lord, I also pray that you will soften the hearts, Lord God. Lord, we cry out to you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, you're bringing your people back to the land, Lord God. And you promised, Lord God, for your name's sake, you're going to give them a heart of flesh instead of heart of stone, Lord God. And Lord, we just pray that you will replace their hearts that are hard to follow you, to obey you, to hear. Lord, we just pray, Lord God, that you will pour out that you will cleanse them from all this sin and filthiness, Lord God. We just pray, Lord God, for salvation in Israel, Lord God. Salvation, Lord God, for your people, Lord God. Oh, Lord, save them, Lord God. Save them. We cry out to you. You can do it, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we know that it's not by might, it's not by power, Lord God, but by your spirit, Lord God. And we just pray, Lord God, those seeds of gospel that fell on their hearts, on so many Israelis, Lord God, I pray that it will be mixed with faith, Lord God, and they will, Lord God, believe in you, repent, Lord God. And we just pray for supernatural revelation in Israel, Lord God, of your son Yeshua, Lord God, that they will realize, Lord God, that Yeshua, you are the Messiah, Lord God, that you are the one, the promised one in the prophets, Lord God. There is no other, Lord God. In the name of Yeshua, Jesus, amen.
Yes, Lord, and we just bless all our brothers and sisters from around the world that are praying with us. Lord, we ask that you'd really bless this 21 days, that you would anoint each one of us. You'd give us a deeper revelation of your heart for your people, Israel, and for your purposes for Israel and for believers around the world. And that with one heart and with fullness of faith, we would contend for your purposes and you would bring great breakthroughs during this time. In Yeshua's name, amen. Amen. Praise God. So as we mentioned, you're welcome to get some scriptures and prayer points on our website. And also, if you want to join us for the rest of these podcasts, you're welcome to sign up. First of all, you can subscribe on social media or on podcast platform. And also, you can get it in your email by signing up for the newsletter at treeoflifeisrael.org. And please also share this with other people so that they can join in and be inspired and stirred, and we can contend together for God's purposes. So shalom from Israel.
Bye.
God bless.